Retired miners will not lose their health benefits, thanks to last-minute action from Congress. However, the fight continues to shore up the faltering pension benefits fund for some 43,000 miners in the Ohio Valley region. Becca Schimmel reports on one key senator's role.
On Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor to claim credit for securing miners' health care.
Now I'm pleased to report that this spending legislation incorporates language from a bill I introduced earlier this year.
About a year ago, retired miners were blaming McConnell for blocking a bill to secure their pension and health benefits.
Guess who stopped it in Finance Committee? One guess.
Mitch McConnell.
So what happened? In a statement, a staffer for McConnell said the senator did not block the bill known as the Miners Protection Act, but wanted it to go through regular order, which it did. But it never got a vote on the floor. So McConnell introduced his own version, which made it into a federal spending agreement. But there's a crucial difference. His version secures health benefits, but not the miners' pensions.
You know, the only conclusion I can draw is that there's some political rationale that Senator McConnell is not revealing as he continues to stall in taking care of a problem that impacts more than 100,000.
That's Patrick McGinley, a West Virginia University law professor. He says McConnell had the power to bring the Miners Protection Act up for a vote, and he chose not to. McGinley notes the bill had bipartisan support. West Virginia Representative David McKinley, a Republican, says pensions across the country are in trouble.
They didn't cause the problem. It's not they didn't go on strike to do this. They just, because the industry has taken such a hit that they're losing their pensions. That's dangerous.
McKinley says dealing with health benefits and pensions as separate items will be more successful. Phil Smith is the communications director for the United Mine Workers. He believes McConnell changed his tune to support miners when he realized many of his constituents would be in crisis if their health benefits expired. Smith says he doesn't think shoring up miners' pensions is a bailout.
This whole notion that if you do it for one, you've got to do it for everybody. Well, yeah. What's wrong with that? This country ought to be about taking care of its people and ought to be about taking care of its retirees.
Smith says he hopes to see a solution by the end of the year before the miners' pension program is at risk of insolvency. Senator McConnell will remain a key player. In his statement, McConnell says he thinks miners' pensions should be addressed, but as part of a broader pension reform effort. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.